Where for Sydney and New South Wales, these are today's headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. It's the 5th of February. Families across New South Wales will be given a $250 bonus payment from the state government to seek a cheaper power contract under a $500 million plan to put downward pressure on bills. The one-off payment to be rolled out from July 1st this year would be made even if a switch to another energy provider was not made, given the pressure providers would be under to offer better deals. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Sunday Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A police detective tasked with catching the fraudsters who stole $30,000 from an elderly woman instead stole her credit card details and attempted to purchase more than $16,000 worth of goods. The officer who attempted to swindle 74-year-old Western Sydney woman Sonia claimed in court he went off the rails in a depressive state thanks to his time working as an undercover cop that resulted in him being kidnapped, his house being shot at, and his cover being blown, leading to his identity circulated among criminals. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Winter?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Salim Mahaja's ex-girlfriend Melissa Tissot claims she blacked out after allegedly being choked by the disgraced developer. However, the former deputy mayor of Auburn alleges she only raised domestic violence claims against him after she caught him cheating. The full details of the allegations against Mahaja came to light for the first time in the Supreme Court this week after his bail was revoked. And One Punch killer Kieran Loveridge has failed in his bid to move to a lower security prison ahead of becoming eligible to apply for parole in 4 months' time. It's understood Loveridge, who was classified as medium security at Shortland Correctional Centre, has been hoping to be reclassified as minimum security in order to access a greater range of pre-release prison programs. Those are your headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Park Lee Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.